Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss how soap operas are using sex dolls, how the Insane Clown Posse has joined the Resistance, and the logistics of the 4th of July hot dog eating contest amidst the pandemic. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble.
Can you not? Can you not count in like that? Are you debuting your new laugh?
So here, everyone, welcome. Here's the new laugh. No, I don't think I'm going to have a new laugh. I think I'm pretty good with my laugh.
Yeah, you love to laugh.
I do love to laugh. You know, Nick, my roommate, from time to time, he'll debut a new laugh and he'll say, okay, you guys, I have a new laugh. Rarely does the new laugh live up to the old laugh.
Well.
And that I wish it were maybe, the last laugh.
Baby, he was born that way.
It was either a lash laugh, cover blaff.
You don't you remember when you got mad at me for kept asking if you just loved a laugh? Now I who do, here yeah. loves to laugh?
I love fun and I love to laugh. That's if I were to describe the podcast, it's two guys who just love to laugh, who are self-contained in 2020.
Yeah.
Laughing alone.
That's us. Laughing alone, forever alone.
Laugh until the world laughs with you.
Laugh until you cry.
Laugh until the laughs are over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Laugh until there's no ha's left.
Yeah. Don't be afraid to laugh.
You can give them all your hee-hees and all your ha-has, but don't let them take away your ho-hos.
I think I prefer laugh, lash, cover blast. Eyeliner.
I just bought, you know what I'm getting really into? White eyeliner.
Oh, wow.
Is that slutty of me? I don't know.
Well, I tell you, I was talking to two of my friends who, one of their sisters lives with them, and she was saying that nobody wears eyeliner on the bottom anymore. So,
oh, really?
So you should know that because they were telling us that she said nobody wears eyeliner on the bottom anymore. And I thought, is that real? But I don't have any like friends who wear eyeliner that I can ask.
You could have ended that sentence a little sooner. You don't have any friends. What about friends. What about guyliner?
What about it? Is that sexist? Well,
it's inclusive, baby.
I think guyliner implies that it's saying that like not all eyeliner is for anybody.
All eyeliner
is for everybody.
What about thigh liner?
Is that like some sort of Spanx?
Oh my God. So we were playing with makeup the other day and
Jamie, do you think eyeliner on the bottom lid is over? What's your ruling? People are really going to have to let us know on Twitter and Instagram this week. Is eyeliner on the bottom eyelid over?
I think it is.
Okay. Well, save your white eyeliner for the top only.
Well, the reason I really like eyeliner on the top is when you add eyelashes, it really disguises any parts where you're really fucking up the eyelash that you're adding on. Like, if it's okay, not exactly on the edge, it kind of lets it blend more into where you're putting them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, good to know.
So by that logic, I don't really use bottom eyeliner. I don't need bottom eyeliner because I don't really use a full length of eyelashes on the bottom.
Because you don't have under eyes.
I don't have...
You're missing eyelids upper lip on the bottom.
My face is missing a lot of things.
No upper lip, no bottom eyelid, and a dead tooth.
Now, you can't deny I'm a catch. Thank you.
That's what they say about you. Tyler Oakley, he's a catch.
I did see, you know how there's a whole bunch of... You know how Twitter is just filled with people that like to argue about things?
I'm very well aware of that. I think that's why I've been doing majority of my posting on Instagram lately.
It's a much safer place.
Though, that post you posted about being able to mute notifications from people who don't follow me replying, that's a game changer.
The dream.
That's a game changer.
It really is something else. It lets you really speak your mind without knowing anybody like really wants to argue.
Yeah, I mean, follow me if you want me to see it, but like, why are you jumping in to start an argument over nothing?
Well, I found this, you know how those things that are like, find your porn name, and it's like you're this and you're that and you're like your first baby and you're whatever the hell. Or anyway, I found
your first baby.
I found one that's what discourse should you start? What like hill should you die on?
Yeah.
And it takes your first name, your last name, your birth month. Did you do it? I retweeted it.
Yeah, I saw it before we recorded. Mine said Antifa is a fascist. I forget what March said.
Propaganda tool.
Yeah. I mean, there you have it.
I mean, not no, actually, I think. Yeah. Mine was pets are a societal propaganda tool. And really makes you think.
I mean.
I was like, you know what? Maybe, actually.
I mean, pets can't love to laugh, so it does make sense.
There have to be animals that laugh. Are there animals that laugh?
I mean, would you want a dog more or less if it would laugh like a human?
Imagine, I would like it less.
Imagine dogs. They still can't speak at all, but they do laugh like a human.
Well, they whine, and we deal with that. I would prefer if animals,
Would you call it a whine or more of a whimper?
A little bit of both, depending on the day. Okay, I just Googled if animals laugh. Apes laugh. Duh. Look at us. And rats laugh.
A rat?
Yeah, look at you.
Did we discuss on the podcast? I don't know if any of this is real. I could just be spreading fake news media. But a friend was telling me that they had read a study about crows. Does any of this ring a bell
crows,
to you?
Crows bring gifts. Crows will go and collect little trinkets and bring them to you. And the shinier they are, the more... Or wait, is that a crow or is that a...
Well, there was a story about
a hawk.
A crow stole a knife that was a murder weapon.
Sounds like a psychobabble story.
Right. And then it turned into they were doing research on crows. This is all a story I was told. They were doing research on crows and they could... they had really good memories and they had good communication skills. So they were scaring a bunch of these crows by wearing like a creepy mask. And then they put the crows in a room with some other crows. And then those crows told the crows that they got scared by the person in the mask. So that when the mask person came to the crows who weren't scared the first time, those crows knew to be afraid of the mask because the other crows told them.
Okay.
How does that make you feel that crows can tell other crows what to be afraid of?
Well, that's gossip. Babylon.
Do you believe it? Did you know that about crows? I guess I should probably have Googled the research myself.
All I know is that that sounds like they're gossiping.
But like who, that's true. But like whose job is it to put on a mask and scare crows?
Well, when was the last time you saw a scarecrow?
Well, I have one in my Animal Crossing game. in my little farm
area.
I put up a scarecrow in my cute little farm area. You would actually love it. It's like next to an outdoor plant shop. Very green, very the backdrop of your living room.
You don't see many scarecrows in California. Scarecrows, I feel like, were big in Michigan.
Yeah. Well, we had fields.
Yeah.
Did you ever do a cow? Did you ever tip a cow?
No.
Is that real? Did people really do that?
I think so. They did it in Tommy Boy.
What's the wildest thing you ever did in a cornfield?
Country boys got to make do, baby.
Okay.
Have you ever sounded with a stalk of corn?
Yeah. Full stalk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I hate that.
And then the scarecrow told the crows what I did.
No, didn't me and you talk about using corn cobs to wipe with?
I mean, that sounds like something you would do because you do love a like poop.
No, 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 no. It's a thing. It's a thing. It's you take
bitch,
corn.
You know, I think
on the cob.
Anything you can think of, somebody's done. So yes. So yes, if you can think of it, if whatever you're trying to say with a corn cob, someone's done it.
No, I just Googled wipe with corn.
Is this a Pornhub? Or where are you looking?
And this says in the Farmer's Almanac, before modern day plumbing, many Americans wiped with leftover corn cobs. Early Americans were so economical that not only would they feed the corn to their pigs first and save the cob, then they would also wipe with the cob multiple times. Well, just think of how soft that would be. It would be nice. It would be. It's like a sponge, kind of.
If you're looking for content for your next YouTube video, talk to Nathan, not me.
Should I try wiping with corn cobs for a week?
I'm sure Cottonelle would like sponsor that or something.
No, the corn, big corn.
Big corn.
The big corn
come on,
industry.
Iowa. Yeah.
The corn cob industry.
Maybe it's like Iowa Tourism Board.
Okay. Is Iowa known for their corn?
I think so.
Well, when you gotta wipe, you gotta wipe. Country boys make do.
Is that what your corn cob slogan's gonna be?
Yeah. So when you gotta wipe, you gotta wipe. And plus, then, if you eat Chipotle the day before, you don't have to be surprised if you find a little bit of corn. You're the one that took this to Poopville.
There's nothing I hate more than everything that's happening right now.
Speaking of corn,
mm-hmm.
Do you like corn?
Yeah, sure.
On the cob?
Yeah, I don't discriminate. I like all corn.
Nice.
Is that where you were going with this?
That was me as Trixie Mattel, and you were, who's that old man?
Katya?
No!
RuPaul?
No, you bitch. Who's that old man that once interviewed me and he was all...
Oh, Larry King.
Now, you are gay.
Larry King, right?
Larry King. Did you not see Larry King's interview with Trixie Mattel? And now she goes, do you like corn?
Now I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's a hard to find clip. I've tried to show many people that clip many times and I have to Google many, many things before I find it. I should save it.
Yeah, you should really bookmark it.
Do you like corn?
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Have you been watching anything else good on TV lately?
You change the subject, why don't you?
Well, it seemed like you were really struggling.
This is the Corn Queens episode. No.
Great.
just Corn Masters, the amazing Corn.
Did you watch Pose? Have you watched Pose?
Corn. I started Pose and then I got distracted, much like me watching any show. I need to finish it.
I remember you and I watched the premiere of the very first episode of season one, pilot episode. We watched it together when we were locked in the hotel before we went on The Amazing Race.
Oh, yes.
And then we were gone for like a month, so we didn't get to watch it weekly when it was coming out on FX or whatever. But I watched all of the first season over the weekend, and I'm halfway through the second season, and I think it's incredible.
It's all on Netflix, isn't it?
Yeah, they just put the second season on Netflix, and I think there's a third one coming out that'll be like airing weekly or whatever later this summer. It's very good if you haven't watched
it. I need to get back into it.
And it's funny, I felt like I slept on it despite having friends and other people saying how good it was. And then, yeah, I mean, there's not a lot on TV right now because everything's obviously been on hold with production and that sort of thing. And I thought, I cannot believe I slept on this.
Well, are you watching Legendary?
I watched the first episode.
In general, I am not really for like reality competitions where it's like judged by judges, and so like they can really just decide the fate of the entire show as the show progresses. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's a little bit like writing's on the wall, and it's kind of boring if with no involvement of the audience or blah blah blah. But I find it fun. It's like Pose meets America's Best Dance Crew.
Yeah. I think I would actually enjoy it more because I watched the premiere episode before I actually started watching Pose. And now having a little more insight into like the ball culture and the different categories and that sort of thing, I think I would actually be more into Legendary now having a little more backstory.
I love it. It's fun. And it's fun to watch with the gays. Everyone's hooting and hollering and loving it.
Yeah. I mean, I watched it with my roommate and we were like into it. I just didn't go back.
Besides that, there's nothing really that I've been watching, to be honest. No,
did you hear? I mean, I know you quit Big Brother like 5 years ago, but did you hear their rumors are they're doing another All-Stars this season?
Oh, are there rumors of who's going to be on it?
I was going to say, actually, have you heard any of this?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I mean, of course, there's rumors. It's just like when we were going on The Race again and it was all like People Magazine and Us Weekly like spoiling stuff because Lord knows so many of these Big Brother people have publicists that they leak to.
Quote-unquote publicists, bitch. It's them phoning TMZ.
It's a lot of the like big names I don't know that you would think of. They said they think Paul will be invited back. They think Tyler, who was a season you didn't watch, would be invited back. There's rumors that Janelle's going to play. They want to get Dan and Derek. But it'll be very interesting because obviously Big Brother's had a lot of like problems with diversity and like casting terrible people. So I think the fandom, myself including, is hoping that they actually do a diverse representation of people who deserve a second chance to play.
I would love that. Maybe that's
it's just tough because like Rachel's pregnant, so you know she's not going to play, and like Vanessa just had a baby, so they say Vanessa like can't play. And
well, there's been hundreds of contestants. Like Rachel can take a year off.
Lord knows.
I just feel like if it's a good cast, maybe it's something I get back into because I loved watching Big Brother when I was in Big Brother.
It's like two of our friends with my roommate, they were like, well, Lord knows we're all still going to be locked inside all summer, so might as well pick up a new habit.
Do you get people coming to you left and right asking like, hey, can you get me on insert whatever show here?
I don't.
Because
I
mean, you were on Amazing Race.
I've definitely had people like message me in my DMs and like ask for tips and stuff. And it's tough because I don't know. I feel like I'm happy to give tips, but
me
too. I just feel like the most basic answer is like, be yourself. Like talk about your relationship. I just try to think of like what we did in our audition video. And it's like,
I think the biggest thing. Yeah. Just this week, I think two people or three people have asked me like, oh, I'm applying for Survivor. Or, oh, I'm applying for Big Brother, blah, 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 blah. And I don't do casting. Neither do you. I feel like people from Michigan always think we know people who can get them on whatever they think. Or remember when somebody from my high school messaged me and was like, hey, can you connect me with Beyonce? I was like,
I know. I laugh because sometimes I do get the messages. They're like, can you help me get on Survivor? And I was like, if it were that easy, bitch, I would have already been on Survivor.
Right.
You don't think I want to do that?
Yeah, if you're thinking about applying, the number one thing you have to do is apply, because the first question I ask is, well, have you applied? Have you sent in a video? And they're like, oh, no, I haven't done it yet, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, well, most people that want to go on any of these shows don't actually follow through on doing the first thing, which is applying. But somebody sent me their video.
I think it's because they just want to, like, cut the line.
Well, yeah. Somebody sent me their video of their application for Survivor, and I said, my number one tip is like, girl, they see a million of those. What is the one thing that they can talk about you that's like, oh, remember that guy that sent in the video where he did blank? And they will remember you because you're the only one that did that weird one thing. Like that.
You know, Chris, who was on The Amazing Race with us, who was also on Survivor, do you know what he did in his Survivor audition tape?
No, what?
He ate dog poop.
No.
I'm not like encouraging all of you to go out there and eat dog poop, but like that's what he did.
No.
I would never. Would you rather eat dog poop to get on Survivor or wipe with a corn cob?
Wipe with a corn cob. Wipe with a corn cob. Absolutely. There's nothing wrong with that.
There you have it.
Anyway, what else is new, Corey? How was your weekend?
I had a very good week. I think a lot of what's been like going on in the world and that sort of thing has kind of forced me to have, I think I've talked about this a little bit the last 2 weeks, but like have bigger conversations with family members, and to have conversations with family members that I think I've been putting off for a long time, not only, specifically around like the Black Lives Matters movement, but also just about like me and coming out and talking to my parents more openly about me being gay. I've had some really good conversations with family members that I think have been really like empowering and really important in the last week. I don't know. It's been really nice. I weirdly feel like closer with both of my parents, which is a nice feeling to have. And it's weird because I've always felt close with both of my parents. But I don't know. I think, yeah, there's a lot going on in the world right now, but I think it's been important for me to have those conversations, and it's been really eye-opening to have them go in a positive way. And I realize that I'm lucky that they have, but it's been nice, and it's been encouraging for me to have more serious conversations with more people in my life. My roommate and I got to catch up with two of our friends here in the city on Saturday, and the same thing. It's like most of our conversation was around what's happening in the world and just what we're doing to be a positive change and what we're doing to like amplify voices. And like, that was so great too, because I feel like we all have friends and sometimes conversation isn't super important. And sometimes we just talk about frivolous things like Drag Race or like what our Tuesday involved. But it was nice to be with a couple of friends and see that they were actually doing the work as well. And that they were doing the same thing and having like important conversations with their family members. So that was very like important for me and uplifting. And I don't know, it was just a nice weekend to have.
That's good. That's great.
Yeah.
I completely agree. I feel like everything being on pause with like the pandemic has kind of forced a lot of people to sit with their thoughts and analyze where they stand on in life, and not just like in culture and in society, but also like their direction personally and their stance on how they approach the world. And I think it's been if anything, a lot of people are really growing right now in 2020, and they can't lean into the things that would normally distract them. I think personally, it's like, I would fill my calendar with work or festivals or whatever the fun things I would normally do. And without all of those things to fill my time, it's like, I am confronted with who I am, where I'm going, what I'm doing, and if it matters, and, you know, if it is propelling me in the direction I want to go in life. And so all of those things, I feel like a lot of people are really facing, and it's a good thing.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I definitely want to, like, give some love to anybody who during this pandemic has kind of either like students who had semesters or classes cut short, or people who were laid off from jobs and have kind of been stuck with your own thoughts all day. It has been very challenging. That has been in a position that I've been in a lot the last few months. And I'm proud of everyone for continuing to like grow in this process and to just like recognize that like it hasn't always been easy. Like some of my friends are lucky enough where they have like a 8-hour-a-day job where they can be distracted by work. And I just would like to recognize that. I understand completely how hard it has been for some other people who don't necessarily have the same distractions right now, because it is hard. Like, it's super not easy to be like alone with your thoughts all day if you don't have those other regular distractions.
But I think it's like a good thing to be forced to confront who you are and what you, where you stand. It's like,
yeah.
I think so often, like, a 40-day work week is designed to distract you from working on yourself or expecting more of yourself or expecting more of the people in your life. It's like, with a 40-hour work week, you don't have time to reflect, and you don't have time to work on you, and you don't have time to go out and find ways to get involved in your community. And so, if anything, it's like, take this time that is kind of a forced break, if it's being forced on you, to do the things that I think a 40-hour work week doesn't allow you to do.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know. I was talking with my roommate and with our couple of friends that we were able to chat with over the weekend. And we were just talking about like dating and all this. I don't know if you and I talked about this on the show also, or if it was a conversation that you and I just had separately. But I was just, they were asking if we think like dating will be different after this, because it's kind of like forced people to stop like hooking up, hopefully, like as much as they were. I mean, if it was too much, and just like if it's been able to allow you to kind of reflect and see if there's other aspects of like dating that you miss. And it was like a great question. And me and my roommate both were like, you know, we don't know. I mean, I bet. It certainly has been like a perspective thing for some people.
Well,
what do you think?
Yeah, that made me think of, I saw a thing that was like, soap operas. You're not going to like where I'm going. I saw a thing that was like, soap operas are now using, dolls in sex, in sex scenes. Because they're still filming, but they can't have like actors being all over each other. So they're like having sex with sex dolls. Well, no, maybe they're not having sex, but they're making out with sex dolls. So everyone's being impacted, Corey, is what I'm trying to say.
No, my point is just like, has less, do you feel like quarantine at all? I mean, I've certainly missed
physical. I, too, am making out with dolls.
I've certainly missed like physical interaction, but I think I've also missed like more than that. You know what I mean? That was our questions from our married couple friends who don't have to deal with dating.
Can you imagine being in like a marriage right now though? That would be, part of me thinks that would be like incredible, because you have like at least a partner in crime through all of this. But then like, I'm sure every tension you have has a magnifying glass on it, because right now, like, finances are tension. Your job security has tension. Like what your kids are doing day to day has tension. Like everything has like an added layer. I bet it's like really putting relationships to the test.
And just, I know, and just like a lot of my friends who still have their jobs here in the city and who have been working from home have said that a lot of their bosses and employers are expecting them to kind of be like always on, even more so when they were going into the office, because now it's like they just know we're all sitting at home not doing anything. So it's like they want to get responses all the time. So it's like a lot of my friends say they are already working more than 8 hours a day. And that in itself is exhausting and frustrating.
America, am I right, ladies? I hear a ding. Do you hear that ding? Is that?
I mean, there's.
Is that up where you are?
There's church bells going off in my neighborhood.
That's beautiful.
You can hear that.
Do you think it's a human dinging it, or is that like a? Is that like? Do you think it's a human doing the dinging? Is my question.
No, I think it's
a little bit of
Well, I was going to say
a hunchback situation.
I was going to say I think it's a hunchback, and then I thought, is that problematic?
That feels problematic.
It does to me too. Thanks, Disney.
Well, hunchback culture is, it could be just bad posture, couldn't it?
I don't know. I get those ads on my Instagram for those like things that you're supposed to put between your shoulder blades and beeps. It like beeps and tells you to stand up. Have you ever used one of those?
Yeah, I bought one. I used it for maybe 1 hour and I said, this is fucking annoying.
Why?
Because it's like, it's you stick it to your back and it'll vibrate if you like are, if you have bad
slouch.
Posture. But it doesn't.
Bitch, we're all slouching right now. We all right, are at home 24/7.
Well, there I was like walking around my house and picking things up and putting things away. And it thought I had bad posture just because I was picking something up off the ground. And I was like, don't vibrate right now. I know.
Did you dip it low?
I dipped it low.
Pick it up slow?
Yes. And it vibrated and it said, straighten your back, bitch.
And you thought, oh, Jesus.
Maybe the hunchback just needed a little back vibrator thing.
Have you gotten one of those water bottles that like vibrates and tells you to drink water?
No. What?
Yeah. No. Do you need that?
No,
are you drinking enough water?
I really am not.
How clear is your pee?
It's chunky. I would say it's the consistency and color of Campbell's tomato soup.
Mm.
Thick,
yeah.
And red.
Yeah.
Grainy even. Jicama.
Mm.
No, I think my pee's pretty fine, to be honest.
Oh, good. Well, then you don't need that vibrating water bottle.
Well, my second pee of the day is always a little bit like ba-boom.
I don't want to know that.
Because,
is it because of that concoction you drink?
No. Because of all of like my vitamins and all of my, I feel like, and because it's after my coffee, you know?
Mm. I don't drink coffee, so I don't know.
Oh, baby. Coffee pee is something else. It's not right. It's not okay. There's a lot of oversharing today.
I will add that to the list of reasons I still don't drink coffee. Never have, never will.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. happy price, Priceline.
You know how we make a list of things we're going to bring up for the podcast?
What did you check off your list today?
I have one topic that's really glaring at me that should it will be upset. It'll be upset, I mean, if we don't bring it up.
Listen, we can go a little over. Let's hit me with it.
Well, everyone's being impacted by the coronavirus. You know, audiences at sporting events. There's no audiences. You know, there's every industry is redefining how they're doing it, and the hot dog industry is no exception. Did you know?
This is a big buildup, and it really better deliver at this point.
Well, the fourth annual, or no, not fourth annual. Let me just start that sentence over. Nathan, okay. Who is Nathan, first of all?
Nathan is your friend.
No. There's a company called Nathan. They do a hot dog contest, hot dog eating contest for the 4th of July. Well, this year, it's going to happen with no audience.
Okay.
Good
for Nathan.
Well, I think it's the socially responsible thing to do. Usually there's 20,000 people usually come to the hot dog eating contest, and this year there's no.
Where does it held? Where is that held? It's got to be south somewhere.
Why?
Right, it seems like they're down to get down on a hot dog, you know?
It's at Coney Island. Where's Coney Island?
New York.
Well, there you have it. New York. The reigning champion. Guess how many hot dogs in 10 minutes?
You know they had a hot dog eat. I think they had two hot dog eating champions on The Amazing Race.
The Gutsy Grannies?
Yes.
Guess how many hot dogs the reigning champion, his name is Joey Chestnut.
Yeah, he was on The Amazing Race.
No way.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes. Wow,
that's called a legacy, baby.
They were the green team, just like us.
How many hot dogs do you think he ate in 10 minutes?
62.
74.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of like...
In how many minutes?
10.
72?
74.
74 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
Yes, baby.
It's just like you're just swallowing all that. Where does it go? How big is your stomach? That can't be good for you. What do you win? Does he get money? Does he get sponsorships?
I'm trying to find that out.
Does he get a year-long supply?
Of hot dogs?
Yeah.
Who wants that?
I would. That would as long as they plump when you cook them.
Oh, it's a $10,000 prize.
That's stupid. That's not even going to last you
that
long.
And you win the mustard belt, which looks like a wrestling prize. You know,
Now are these like naked hot dogs? Did they get condiments? I have a lot more questions.
No condiments. Actually, you might be able to do whatever you want. But
they dip them in water.
I'm looking at pictures of the competition right now. Everyone looks like they're about to puke. It looks like just the bun and the hot dog. You have to eat both, I think.
What brand of hot dogs do they use?
Nathan.
It's not like an Oscar Mayer or
this is just propaganda to promote Nathan.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Well, I can't believe we don't get any Olympics, but we still get the hot dogs eating.
You know what? America demands what America deserves.
Well, it's because the hot dogs, the unofficial food of the country.
Is it? You know,
just
after
like
the
freedom fries.
After the chicken nugget challenge that we used to do every year, I don't want to do an eating competition. Like, I don't either. That within me.
No, and people still tweet that at us, and then I just mute you.
Go off. Also, speaking of hot dogs, did you see Mamrie posted, she may have even talked about it on the podcast, it was a while back, about the Oscar Mayer Wiener Mobile that was for sale on...
I saw she was like trying to get one on her Instagram story.
Yeah, as soon as she posted that, she was like, if people want to go in on this together, I would be down. And so then I immediately replied, I said, I'm
wasn't
in.
Wasn't it only like $10,000?
Right. I was like, I'm in. I'll throw money down on that. And then she did more research and apparently it was like a fake listing or something.
Rude. People are rude.
Yeah. I was very excited to have joint ownership of the Wiener Mobile.
You can't even drive a normal car. You think you can drive a Wiener Mobile?
I can barely ride a Jetta. Imagine me riding a wiener. A wiener. A wiener. Imagine me driving a wiener.
I mean, you could easily get a car loan for that hot dog mobile. I don't know why Mamrie needs someone to go in on it. Is her credit bad?
Don't be a mean person about Mamrie's credit.
Well, maybe it means
a lot of like insurances. Maybe it's that type of vehicle where like a motorcycle or something.
A special kind of insurance.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't know anybody's financial situation. I just know my own credit. I know I could get a loan for $10,000 if I needed it.
No need to brag.
I'm rich, terribly rich. What?
I'm just gonna say it. How rich are you? Because
oh my god,
because I have a transition we could go to.
Yeah, tell me.
So, if you have $75,000, okay, lying around, you can have a Zoom call with Keanu Reeves.
Who wants that?
It's going toward charity.
The question still stands.
Certainly, people. I don't know. Maybe.
Did you see they're doing a Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure 2?
I never saw the original. I never saw that.
Well, my brother, I must have seen it. One of my brothers loved it, and I saw they're doing a squeakquel, and I thought Keanu Reeves really has nothing better to do.
Well, apparently he's doing 75,000.
John Wick 4. John Wick 5?
For 15,000.
Have you seen any of the John Wick?
For 15,000, you can do one with Jeremy Piven.
Who? From fucking Entourage?
Uh-huh. And for
how long?
I don't know. But I guess this is, I can't be mean. But
are these, should they all just get a cameo?
This is, I think, an extension of Cameo. This is Cameo 2.0. This is, and you can do for $7,500.
Okay. A guy can get a loan for that.
You can get a private concert from...
Whomst?
Allie Brooke.
Hoobastank.
Allie Brooke.
Okay.
Not Hoobastank, Allie Brooke. Well,
can you imagine going to the bank right now and being like, I need a $7,500 loan? And they're like, what for? And you're like, well, I want to have a private concert.
I just need a little bit of help with my finances.
You're
going
to be like, low key.
Will you help me?
Do you really want to know me?
Will you help me figure out what's wrong with my my budgeting?
I'll say don't sleep on Allie Brooke. She's got some bangers.
I agree. Allie Brooke official. We stan.
Remember when we got to meet J-Lo with her?
Honestly, no.
Oh.
When?
In L.A. At the Boy Next Door movie premiere.
Oh my God, was Allie Brooke there?
Yes.
I don't remember her being
and
there.
She waited in line with us to meet J-Lo.
I do not remember Allie Brooke being there at all.
Oh my God. She was like so excited. She was like, J-Lo's her everything. She was dressed to the nines.
Were we? I think I may have been wearing a sweater vest.
I think you had blue hair and a black denim jacket.
At most meet and greets, I'm wearing a sweater vest.
And you had a yellow hoodie underneath.
It's called fashion.
I don't know. I'll find it. I'll find the picture on my Instagram. Allie Brooke was there.
I believe you. I guess.
She paid $7,500 to meet J-Lo.
No. No.
You're right. It was free.
Do you have anything you wanted to discuss? Because no, I hit a lot of my bullet points.
Good. Thank God. I'm really glad we stayed an extra
the last
7 minutes because
the last
those
one
were
I have,
important.
The last
those
one I were, have is Timothy Chalamet allegedly spread chlamydia.
Chalamet.
Whatever the hell. Allegedly spread chlamydia all around new NYU.
To who?
All around. There's a rumor. But I don't know if I believe it.
I'm going to Google that and send it to one of my friends right now who loves Timothy Chalamet.
All I got to say about that is it's not like he did it on purpose if he did. If he did it on purpose, that's kind of strange. But like nobody gives people STDs on purpose. Do they?
I think it's illegal too.
Yeah. So like let's not shame Timothy.
Did I tell you I got one of those, you know how like you can get a text or an email that's like, oh, one of your partners said you should maybe get tested. Mm-hmm. I woke up like a few weeks ago and had one of those fucking texts, and I was like, joke's on you. I haven't hooked up with anyone since January. So nice try, whoever's trying to prank me at 3 a.m.
Well, you might have something that's been cooking for 6 months.
I'd been tested since then. I got my prep refilled, and I was tested right before all this quarantine shit happened.
They thought they gotcha.
I thought somebody's bored as fuck right now.
Well, what is Bill and Ted about? They have an adventure.
Yeah, they have an excellent adventure.
Okay.
All I know is that I think they go through a phone booth. They teleport to like medieval times.
That seems like a movie I would like. Is it like a stoner movie?
Yeah, I think so. Well, I don't know. It came out in the 80s. I wasn't stoned then.
Oh. Well, maybe I tried.
Or maybe
that.
90s.
Okay.
Oh, great. Awesome. Cool and neat.
Corey, where can people find you?
They can find me at Corn on the Cob. On TikTok. Okay. That's with a K.
And you can find me at Allie Brooke Official on Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Great. I love that.
Check out my...
Oh, but if I spell Corn on the Cob like that, then it's like the band Corn.
Wah!
No, that's not Corn.
Who is that? Hoobastank? Who is that?
Disturbed.
I feel like wait, were you in the group chat where I sent that?
What's that Korn song? Beautiful Butterfly Bullet something.
No way.
Yes.
You know, okay, we are kind of in the realm of a topic that we didn't talk about. So
freak,
yes.
freak on a leash.
So can I bring up
are you a freak on a leash? Mm-hmm. Tell me.
The Insane Clown Posse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is selling anti-Confederate flag t-shirts. And I think that's great.
What's an anti-Confederate flag t-shirt? It's just got the American flag on it?
It shows a clown, their logo clown, the Clown Posse mm-hmm. clown.
What's their main logo clown name?
He's devilish. He's clowny. He's got red hair over here, blue hair over here, and then a jester's hat with blue hair, a blue hat over here, red hat over here.
So
anyway,
he is a freak on a leash.
He's a freak on a leash. He's very Americana, Disturbia, insane. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the shirt shows the Insane Clown Posse joker, jester, even, tearing apart a Confederate flag, and the flag itself is on fire. So he's like, double duty. Okay. And then on the back, it says, fuck your rebel flag. And I think I say, you know what? Welcome to the rebellion, Insane Clown Posse.
Yeah. Are you a juggalo?
Since my surgery, yes. Since my procedures were a success, I am.
Yeah, great.
Yep. I appreciate the Insane Clown Posse. History has shown that they are always on the right side of history.
Has it?
Yeah.
See, I haven't followed that closely, but I mean, I guess I'll follow their official Twitter.
They're very pro Black Lives Matter. They're very anti-Confederacy, you know?
I mean, as we all should be.
Well, look at America. Not everyone is. And thank God we have the Insane Clown Posse on our side. I feel safer.
I hope they run in 2024.
Where does Disturbed stand?
I don't know. I think we should save that for next week.
Like, where's Hanson? Is Hanson? I feel like Hanson is anti-abortion. Don't you get that vibe?
I was going to say, I think that's how I pictured them as well.
Okay. Where's Corn?
I don't know, but I had a lot of like feminist friends in college who really loved Hanson.
Maybe my finger on the pulse on Hanson is a little wrong on that, but they seem like they go to Sunday churches where they like hold their hands up while they sing, you know, that kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm. You know, very mbop. Which Hanson brother would you fuck? Whichever one believes in women's rights.
Bada bing, bada boom, baby. I loved the song Man from Milwaukee.
Is that a Hanson song?
Yeah.
Okay. I think it was about aliens. Well.
What do you mean, well? Okay, we gotta go.
Sorry, I just saw a tweet from San Francisco mayor saying hair salons and barbershops should be open by the end of the month.
Thank God. Okay. That's it. Have a good life. With this episode's a mess. See you guys next week.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.